Good morning, everybody. This is Pete, Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM. We're in the great state of Seattle here, Puget Sound, Pacific Northwest. Everybody listening from the Canadian border on down to Portland, Oregon. And we've had people all over the country. Had a sponsor that was in here not too long ago. They had people listening in Ohio that came out and bought stuff at their store locally because they heard us here on Home Matters, which was kind of cool. So you never know. We've got our good friends and sponsors from Pella Windows back in the house here. You guys have heard Trey before, Trey Rainey. How you doing, Trey?
Doing very well. Doing very well. Thanks
glad
for having
you're
us back.
Yeah, it's good to have you back in. And we got a new fella that's working with Pella. We're going to talk with him and find out his background. His name is Mark Cabrera. Mark, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Doing awesome, man. Got my coffee. Ready to go here. So we're going to have another good discussion. Guys, you know I always bring in best-of-breed sponsors. That's why Pella's on our show. And you guys have heard before, my father and I, Pete Sr., we used to use Pella Windows in building our homes down there in the Olympia area. Good quality product. Best of breed. That's why we have them on here. If you want a top window with just excellent customer service, they'll take care of you and hold your hand all the way through the whole process. Pella is really the way to go. And get yourself a pencil and paper because I'm going to give you their phone number and then the website address as well, so you can check them out. But what I want to do first, since Mark, you're new on the show here, and I'm assuming you're going to probably be coming back with Trey.
Yeah.
Why don't you talk a little bit about your background and how long you've been with Pella and why you joined them?
Sure. So I started with Pella kind of unconventional right outside of college, studied business, and was going to a school called University of Northern Iowa.
Okay.
Very aware of the
brand. Where
are
you originally from?
In Iowa. Just outside of Des Moines.
You're a farm boy then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Cool.
So knew about the brand, had a great relationship with that company because they had given my sister a full ride scholarship.
Oh, wow.
Even though none of us worked for the company at the time. So
Is she a Bradyac?
Yes.
Is that why she got
absolutely.
Yeah, that's usually what happens. That's cool.
So, yeah. So I started with Pella through a career fair and started selling outside business-to-business sales.
Back in Iowa?
Back in Minneapolis.
Minneapolis,
actually.
Okay.
Yep. That's where I started.
So you graduated from college, you went to Minneapolis, and started working for Pella there.
Yep.
Okay.
Sold for about 8 years and then got into the management side of things.
Yeah. Now, and you came out here to Seattle when?
6 weeks ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I'm new.
Recent transfer.
Yes.
Cool. That's good. Well, it's good. Welcome.
Thank you.
He's being modest, too. He's got several President's Club awards into his name as a rep. So
really? Okay. So what? Okay. So speaking of that, since you've had all these accolades, what's your role now?
Well, now I manage a team of inside sales reps. So when you think of Pella coming out to your house and putting together a quote for you, that's our team. So that's the team that I manage here for Seattle and for Portland area.
Okay, got it. And then, Trey, just to go back, I know you kind of start out in operations, and then your role at Pella again is now?
So I'm the general manager for the Pacific Northwest, so cover Seattle and Portland as well. And then we have really three, almost four divisions across the market. So we've got a commercial team that's going to be doing non-res, hospitals, schools, multifamily type complexes, a trade team, which is going to be B2B sales, so builders, contractors, architects, and then Mark's team, which is our in-home sales team. And then we also have all the back-end part of the business, so installation, service, and then all the order fulfillment, delivery pieces of things.
Perfect. So is he your boss?
Yes.
There we go. I get it now. You just joined us, too. This is Pete with Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's news and Seattle's talk. We started our discussion here with Pella. You guys, you can this will be in perpetuity up at mynorthwest.com/homematters. You can go back and listen. There's other shows up there from Pella as well. Really, really good product. So I want to talk today a little bit about that process. We'll start with you, Mark. When someone calls, because you guys have just a whole host of different types of windows, different materials, so it can be a little overwhelming. So let's start with they call in, and then who do they get at Pella, and how do you set up an appointment, and then what happens next?
Yeah, so there's multiple ways that they can get a hold of us to have us come out It could be a phone call. It could be going through our website. A lot comes through our Pella.com website.
Okay.
And
do they, so in the Pella.com, if they just go there, do they put in their zip code? Is that
yep.
how they do it?
Okay. Exactly. Yeah. So we service a pretty good size area around Seattle and Portland. They put in their zip code. They can choose what time works best for them. Okay. They've got a bunch of choices there, and we'll assign a sales rep to come out and meet with them.
Okay. How many sales reps do you have?
We have seven right now,
okay.
Four in Seattle and three in Portland.
Okay, very cool. Yeah. That's good. Well, people are listening in Portland, too, as well, for this show, so it's good.
Great.
Got them in Oregon there as well. Okay, so they're putting that in. They can book an appointment, and then the sales rep goes out. How does the conversation start?
Well, we try to figure out what they're in need of. Window and door decisions aren't made very often.
Yeah.
Most people do that once in their lifetime. So for us, we're just trying to figure out what pain points they have and what we could bring to the table to make their lives easier. So we're just trying to figure out what they need, and we ask them a bunch of questions. That's really how we find out what would be best for their lifestyle.
Okay. And Trey, you mentioned kind of commercial B2B type stuff. Is the process similar? Is it much different? Or how does that work on that side of things?
I mean, in some respects, it's similar in terms of we're trying to meet a need of a customer. Okay. The customer just changes a little bit. But at the same time, in the trade and commercial, whether it's a remodel or new construction, on a new construction, you start with a blank sheet of paper, right?
Yeah.
And kind of
yeah.
your needs are... But, in a replacement perspective, you've got certain openings that we're going to be replacing, and it could be choosing material type, it could be choosing venting operation. But for the most part, we're working within kind of the parameters of your existing home and replacing what
yeah.
you currently have.
Got it. And Mark, is that primarily what you're doing is replacement, or are you also in new home construction? Do you work with that venue as well?
Well, we're segmented, so I don't personally work with contractors.
Okay.
I just do in-home. So this is our teams coming out and pulling out what you have existing and replacing that. So it's a little unique as to we're limited to what you have in your home and,
yeah.
and what we can make work.
Okay. So when we come back, I'm going to talk to both Mark and Trey. I got a question about, like, first of all, how do you know when your windows might need to be replaced to get into, you know, contacting Pella.com. I'm going to give you right now, give you the local ones. If you want to, you know, because we shop local, stay local, go to PellaSeattle.com. PellaSeattle.com. You can still put your zip code in, right? Is that
yes.
kind of how it works? Okay.
Yep.
Or give them a call at 877-98-PELLA, 877-98-PELLA. We'll talk all about what may cause a replacement. Then we're going to get into some of the material choices, some of the cost structures, how they estimate, you know, how they do the installation, all that kind of stuff. And I got to share with you a little surprise about Pella when I get back. So make sure that you're here for the second segment. With that, I'm Pete. This is Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's News and Seattle's Talk. Okay, we're back. This is Pete with Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 on the FM dial here in the great state of Seattle, Puget Sound Northwest. Having a good discussion here with our friends and sponsors from Pella Windows with Trey Rainey and the new guy on the block, Mark Cabrera, who's a new transplant to Seattle. And I'm assuming so far you're loving it, right?
So far I'm loving it.
Got to get through the winter.
Absolutely.
But I'm glad. That's good. Good to hear. You can check these guys out. If you want to go to local here, go to PellaSeattle.com, put in your zip code. And somebody – now, Mark, when they do that – and the phone number, it's 877-98-PELLA. Who do they talk to? How does that all happen?
Well, typically, like I said, most of it comes through web
okay.
because it allows them to choose those appointments. They can definitely,
so they can self-book on there?
Absolutely, yep.
Okay.
And that's
okay.
what most people do.
Does your sales rep, though, reach out to them before the appointment and introduce themselves?
Yep.
Or? Okay.
Absolutely. They confirm the appointment before they get out there.
Okay, got it. Well, that's helpful. I used to always do that in my company, too, because, you know, when you're dealing with somebody that you don't know, it's like, yeah, who is this person? You know, mm-hmm. you want to kind of know their name and who they are. So that's important. Okay. So, Trey, I'm going to ask you, and then I'll come back to you in a second, Mark. So we're talking about residential here and replacement window. What are some telltale signs that maybe your windows might need to get replaced?
Sure. Yeah, there's several of them. I would say the most obvious ones would be Energy efficiency. So if you, if you've got older windows, maybe they're single pane glass, you're certainly going to want to start looking at replacement from an energy efficiency perspective. Safety and security is a big one. You hear a lot of whether it's lack of security, or in some cases you've got windows that are, you know, 30, 40 years old that have been painted numerous times and been painted shut.
So are you still seeing a lot of single panes out there you're replacing?
Yeah, we actually do. Single pane aluminum, believe it or not, we see quite a few.
We used to put those in back. Yeah. That's all they had. We didn't have dual pane. Now all the triple pane with our, you know, the fancy art gases.
Yeah. Glass has advanced quite a bit, as you know.
Yeah.
The other, I mean, you know, some people, it's just really about style. They don't like their current windows, whether it's the look, the color, the material type, and they're ready for replacement. And then venting is another one. So you might have windows that currently don't open that you want some ventilation in a room, or vice versa. You have some, maybe many windows that open and you'd want to put some fixed windows in, or you want to, you have a bank of three windows and you want to put one big picture window in. So you can kind of change the style and aesthetics of your home as part of a replacement need.
So Mark, can you, so you just, Trey just mentioned about maybe changing the style, changing the opening. Can you guys modify sizes of existing openings? Do you guys do that? Or
Well, typically we would refer that, if you're going larger or wider than your existing opening, we would refer that to a contractor. Okay. But we will typically work within that rough opening or that one opening. Sometimes we'll cut it down to the floor. Like if you've got a window and you want to maximize it, we'll do that. But typically we stay within that opening. Okay.
So you have the existing envelopes, and then when your sales rep comes in, how do, because let's go to the material choices here, because there's a lot out there now. So how does that happen where they can make the proper suggestions to the homeowner?
Well, like I said earlier, it's pretty much a series of questions, because we want to find out first and foremost, and that's kind of where we start, is what material do you want? Are you happy with what you have? Would you like to change it? Would you like to stick with it?
So, but how do you, like, there's vinyl, there's fiberglass, there's all these, how do you educate the consumer? Because they may not know. If you ask them that question, it's like, well, I don't know. I mean, a lot of times they're going to go, well, how much does it cost, right?
Yep.
So, which is kind of, so how do you go through that educational process of quality or material choice versus budget and cost?
Yeah, so we can lay it all out for them. We typically ask them where they want to start, and we can then educate them on the advantages of those different material types and kind of give them a rough idea of where that cost would fall in. And then if, you know, if they're looking for options, we can definitely give them those options from there.
I mean, if you, and I know it, there's a lot of variables that come in, but if you look at material just kind of by itself in the spectrum of price, what's most affordable to most expensive kind of in a material standpoint?
Yep, it would go vinyl, fiberglass, and then wood clad, which we call wood aluminum clad.
Okay, okay. So vinyl is primarily the most affordable.
Correct.
Okay. Do you have, like, as far as what's most popular, what in material range, what are you usually putting in?
Yeah, well, I think we're kind of known for being a wood clad company and a quality product, and so we see a lot of that. But people now, as they're looking at the way they want to live their lives and how much time they want to spend on their windows and doors, they look at those non-wood material types as well, which is kind of why we've gotten into that realm or that product type.
Got it. And Trey, what, so if you're looking at some of these replacements, I got to ask this because people are going to be thinking about this. Why wouldn't I just go to the big box store and buy a vinyl window versus going with Pella?
Yeah, so I would say our differentiators in terms of what we feel separate us from the big box store is you're getting one factory direct sales, installation, and service. So really there's one company to call whether you have an issue at the beginning of the process or the end, and then a different level of expertise. So if you go to the big box store, you might talk to somebody that yesterday was working in flooring. And the other big piece is installation. So if you go through Pella, you've got a 10-year installation warranty. And most other options, you're not going to have that level of warranty. And we can do that based on just the level of training and expertise that our installers go through to be able to be Pella certified installers.
And that all adds up, and it's important. The other thing I want to ask, though, Mark, is because you know, it's not a one-size-fits-all, right? So you're getting a lot of these sizes of windows that I think you're going to have to probably make at the factory. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So isn't that another biggie? Because you guys are actually manufacturing to fit that exact envelope.
Yep.
To me, that's really, really important. You can't get that with a big box store. They usually have the standard sizes, right?
Yeah, so what's nice is, you know, you've built homes. You know, when you typically build a home, you're building two standard sizes.
Yeah.
But we're coming in, and we know that you've got an existing opening that we need to stay within.
Yeah.
So we're custom sizing pretty much every product, whether it's vinyl, fiberglass, or wood, will be fit for your home specifically.
Got it. The other tough question I got to ask you, Trey, is what about the tariffs and all the stuff that's been going on? Has that affected you guys?
You know, we've seen some inflation due to that, and that's something that's been talked about in some, you know, broader business meetings.
Yeah.
And I would tell you, yeah, it's definitely on people's radar, but at this point, we've been able to offset some of those costs with productivity gains and some other areas of the business. So it's always going to be a part of the discussion, but we haven't needed to take huge price increases
Good to know. All right, we come back. We're going to get back into the process of installation, because I'm telling you guys, how these windows are installed is critical, especially in our environment. We're going to talk to Mark and Trey about the process they go through there, because you're going to see the difference, the Pella difference there. So I'll be back in the next segment here with Trey Rainey and Mark Cabrera. I'm Pete with Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's News and Seattle's Talk. All right, we're back. This is Pete with Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM dial here in Seattle. I want to continue our discussion here with Pella Windows. You can go to PellaSeattle.com. It's probably the best way. And put in your zip code. You can book an appointment. Somebody on Mark's team can come out and take care of you both all over. Do you guys go all the way up to like Bellingham, Skagit County? Is your footprint grow that far north,
we'll
or Snohomish?
Arlington.
North,
and then I want to say Lakewood probably is about the farthest south.
And then you're skipping down then to the Portland, Oregon
area. Correct.
Okay.
And anything in between, we do have a trade team that can take care of those.
Okay, so like in the Centralia, Chehalis, Olympia.
Yep, we do work down there with
good.
The trade team.
You good. Bet. Awesome. That's good to know. All right, so let's go back. I left the last segment because, guys, this is, you know, being a contractor before, and I can tell you how many horror stories of bad installation that it's not just, you know, air leakage and things like that. You can, I was telling these guys off air, I have jacked up whole sides of houses because windows were not installed properly. The moisture got in, it rotted, and we had to do some massive work. And that's an extra expense to you that you just don't want to have. So let's talk about that first, Trey. I'm going to start with you. What is it about your installation process and the steps you go through and maybe some proprietary materials that you have that sets Pella apart?
Sure. I mean, it's a great point you bring up. We say it all the time that you can buy the best windows in the world, but if they're installed improperly, it doesn't really matter, because that's really what's going to be the barrier between the window and the elements in the home. But, you know, from an installation methodology, one is we take an extra step in between the sale and the installation, and we call it an order verification. So we have an individual that specializes in, he's a general contractor, he's got his license, but he goes out and takes critical measurements. To what we spoke of earlier, he's getting within the quarter inch of the opening. He's calling out materials needed, installation method. Okay. So we assess the home and determine what method of install is best, rather than just saying one size fits all. And then when it comes down to the installation, we put our contractors, or whether they're employees, which we have both, or subcontractors that we work with, they go through an annual certification program.
Okay, so you're vetting them then.
Yep, and that's their good. Background checks from a safety perspective. So, and then lastly, the training methodology is really about the materials that are used and the install method. So they've got to be trained on all of those. Okay. When you ask about material, we do have a Pella tape. Which is, you know, it's branded and labeled as Pella. We also have Pella caulking, which is color matched to our exterior colors. So we've got 27 color match colors options. So definitely put a lot of emphasis on quality install and quality individuals doing the install.
Okay. Mark, can you talk a little bit about because I know, you know, technology has advanced. So you can talk a little bit about this Pella tape, and then talk about flashing around the window, because that's really, really key too as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And what's common here, we typically will cut back the siding if we need to get the nailing flange properly seated on the sheathing. And we use the tape that Trey was referring to. It's a Pella tape. It's butyl-backed, so it sticks in really harsh conditions. This we had
and
great weather here
and all that.
Even in Minneapolis, that stuff sticks. So it's tested most of. Basically, everything we produce is tested more than you could imagine. We have test labs where we test for extreme temperatures. So,
you probably go to a mil-spec standard, I would imagine, don't you, on some of the tape? Are you guys aware of mil-spec standards and things? Okay.
That's okay.
I'm sure you do. Here's the thing. If you're testing, you're probably doing that. And the reason why I bring that up, guys, is the fact that this kind of tape they're talking about, as far as the material aspects of it, it sticks, it expands, it contracts. It is really good for this environment. And it's so far superior to what we used to call screw and glue. And that is not, if you've seen that on your windows and you're looking at that and they pull back the sign, you see that's an improperly installed window. So it's good to know that you guys do that, because then it lasts. Warranty-wise, what do you get?
So on the installation, we have a 10-year warranty. Okay. So if you have any issues within the first 10 years of the life cycle of the product that's install related, then you're covered. And then our product warranties, our wood clad actually has a limited lifetime warranty, and then our vinyl and fiberglass also have excellent warranties as well.
Okay, got it. Okay, now let's talk a little bit about some of the before we get in, because I want to ask you guys have had some product innovations. And I want to get into some of the technology with the glass and things like that as well, too. But just so you guys know, too, and I know these guys, they're humble, and they probably wouldn't bring it up, but I'm going to bring it up. And that is Pella was just rated by Consumer Reports. And you guys know Consumer Reports. I mean, those guys, they don't mess around. They tell the truth just like we do. They were rated number one in all three material types. So that's vinyl, fiberglass, and wood clad. Is that correct?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, and that's a big deal, guys, because that is not something that's easy to get. That means that these guys make stuff that lasts. And it's, I've always talked, guys, here's the thing. You get what you pay for, and you can always go cheap, but the problem is that there's cost of purchase and cost of ownership. And if you get the right kind of product, it's not going to cost you arms and legs more, but it will last, and that's one of the reasons why I like Pella. It just you guys, homes we built in the 70s, man, that I've gone back. The windows are still there. Still doing great. So it's good. So let's touch now on some of the product innovations. Trey, what do you got now that's new?
Well, we just launched a new product called our Lifestyle Series. So it was actually kind of a marrying of two products. We used to have a 450 or Proline window, and then Designer Series, which was the blinds between the glass. Okay. We've actually merged those two into what's called our Lifestyle Series. So you can get a dual pane option, or you can go up to a triple pane with the blinds between the glass, energy performance. And then another recent one we just launched was an integrated roll screen. So on our double hung Architect Series product, an integrated roll screen that's actually in the sill of the double hung or the head for the upper sash. So as you raise the lower sash of a double hung or the upper sash, you actually have a screen that's kind of hidden, tucked away. Okay. And when it's not in use, it's not seen.
The roll screen inside the glass? Is that what you're saying?
It's actually in the frame of the unit on the sill on the head. Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Got it. And then the one where it's integrated with the blinds and things, that's like all remote controlled. Is that how it works?
You can do remote control. Yeah, you can, but it also is manually operated. Manual, yeah.
Okay. That's very, very cool. Wow. A lot of good stuff. And now does that, because they have the coefficient of insulation and things like that, does that help to insulate the window more?
It does. The blinds actually enhance both the energy rating as well as the sound performance of the product.
Okay.
By marginal. It's not huge, but it definitely does.
Okay. Very, very cool. So when we come back, we're going to continue our discussion here. I want to talk with these guys about some of the glass technology, some of the insulated values. I talked about the coefficient of performance and things like that. Trey's pointing at Mark, so we'll talk to Mark about this a little bit. Because, guys, it's a big deal. And with the number of openings and windows you have in your home, it can save a lot of money. So we'll get into that when we get back. This is Pete with Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM. All right, we're back. Coffee powered. This is Pete. Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's News and Seattle's Talk. We're having a great discussion with Pella. I guess it's windows and doors, isn't it?
Yeah, we do.
You guys do it all. We haven't talked about doors. We were talking mostly about windows. We'll get to doors next time we're around. because that's another big thing. And these guys make beautiful doors as well. But we're here with Trey Rainey and Mark Cabrera. You can find Pella locally at PellaSeattle.com. Just put in your zip code, and you can go from there, and they'll get you hooked up with somebody on Mark's team. Okay, let's go back. I wanted to talk a little bit about, you know, we touched a little bit on these product innovations, but I want to get into some of the aspects of these double pane versus triple pane, and then some of the, like, the argon versus krypton gases to kind of get people to understand, like, well, what are my choices here? And then maybe relate it a little bit to popularity, costs, and things like that. Sure. So you can speak to that, Trey?
Yeah, so as you mentioned, there's really a couple different options with glass. So dual pane or two panes of glass, like it sounds, is really a sealed IG unit. So it's an insulated glass unit. One of the things, that little extra step that we take in our manufacturing process with IG is we actually do an edge delete on as we're producing that piece of IG. So
what does that mean?
So low E glass is basically coated with metal, silver.
Yeah. Actually, it's like a sputter coat.
Yeah. It is, absolutely. Yeah, last time we talked, we talked a little bit about this, but it is, when we produce that, we actually go to about the outer eighth to quarter inch of the glass, and we actually delete off that coating so that we have a nice tight seal between the glass. So if you think about your license plate on your car, when you get your new tags, you go out, and what do they tell you to do? Clean off the old one before you stick the new one on. That's basically the same, in layman's term, the same concept to make sure you avoid a seal failure. So everybody's probably seen a glass with the fogginess in between the glass. That's really what that process helps to eliminate.
You know, just to build off of what you said, so you guys can visualize this, because we have to kind of, you know, paint the picture with words. If you look at, like, the coating on a microscopic level, it's kind of like your walls that have the spatter coat on them. So they're taking that off so that there's not the bumps and valleys, so it's a really good flat seal.
Yep,
that's really what it's, So if you look at your walls and you go, oh, that, I see that, that's what's called orange peel. That's what they're, you know, on the sputter coat, they're taking that off, so there's a good seal. So I get what you're saying. That's a good idea, really. And you guys, is that like a patented process you guys have?
I don't believe that it is, but I know that it's not standard across the industry.
This is what you guys
do. It's just one of those little extras that Pella does to do the right thing and make sure that we have a product.
Well, that's a huge deal, because, guys, if you're listening out there, I bet you there's a bunch of you guys that are listening that have that fog in the window. Yeah. That is because the window failed, and usually it's because of the manufacturing process of the window, which you guys have solved that issue. Okay. Now, let's go into why would I pick a dual pane versus a triple pane?
Well, one of the things that's interesting, that's really informative, that Mark's team does when they're at home, is they do what's called a heat lamp demo. So they will take you through kind of the progression of glass from single clear glass to all the way up to dual pane with argon fill. So really the biggest difference is going to be energy efficiency.
Okay.
So if you're trying to reach a certain level of energy rating, you would, you know, the going from a dual to triple is going to increase that. Going from, you mentioned argon to krypton gas is going to increase that. But for the 99% of our customers, argon-filled, low-E coated glass is going to meet all the needs that they need.
So, but you, if you just joined us too, this is Pete with Home Matters, Car Radio 973 FM. The thing, though, you brought up, which I've got to ask you because you brought the term up, what is this heat lamp test that you do? Mark, you want to talk
about it? Yeah, I'll tell you a little bit about it. Yeah. It's kind of a fun test because typically people can't understand what it's like until they feel the difference, right? So we bring up a piece of single pane glass, and we have a lamp that simulates the sun and the heat that's coming into your home.
Okay.
And so we'll set that up, and we'll read the readout behind that, and they can tell, they can put their hand behind it, they can put their hand on the glass, and they can really feel the difference between a single pane, a dual pane with no argon, and then our standard glass that has argon and low E on it.
Okay. So, and really what you're saying, in essence, is windows are as much about keeping the heat in as about keeping the heat out.
Absolutely.
Right? Both seasons, which is really, really important. All right, so Trey, I want to ask you before we move over, because I've got some questions for you, Mark, on some of the energy efficiency. Why not just regular air? Why argon?
So argon is an inert gas, and really,
what does that mean? What's inert?
It means it's not harmful to anyone. So if there's any leakage, or that's kind of always a concern that it's not harmful to anyone. So really it's about energy transfer between those two panes of glass. So what the argon does better than air is it's a more dense gas, so it actually slows down the heat transfer between those two pieces of glass. So what's kind of neat is in the factory when IG is produced, they actually drill a small hole in the bottom where they fill, and then put a sensor at the top. And because that argon is heavier, it basically
fills up,
and then when that sensor buzzes, they know that the glass is full. Okay. They plug it and move it on down the line.
And then how do you guys in the factory, how do you plug it so you don't have argon loss?
So it's plugged and then also sealed around the IG additional step after the plug.
Okay, got it. Okay, interesting. Okay, and so basically because it's denser than regular air and you've got a tighter molecule structure, that's what's causing the insulated properties.
Correct. Slows down the transfer, yep.
All right, so Mark, I want to get over before we end the show here. I want to talk a little bit. I heard off air from your boss here that you're on the product council or something like that, or what's it called?
Yeah, I've had the opportunity to sit in with some people around the country, and as we work with Public Corporation, we look at anything from trends that are coming from the architects to different finishes. We want to stay on trend and stay current and also innovate and keep ahead of the competition. So, yeah, I get to be a part of a product advisory.
So you stay abreast of all the new stuff coming out.
I try to, yeah.
That's neat. That's really cool. Well, but the other thing, couple other things I want to ask, because this is really important. So we talk about energy efficiency. You talk about it in terms of U value, correct?
Yep.
And what is U value? What is that?
It's basically the inverse of your R value. So most people, they're probably used to hearing R values. What's your R value on your wall? Well, when we're looking at windows and doors, we talk about U values. And essentially, we want a higher number there. Okay. Higher number for sound and a lower number for U values. Okay. And that just basically tells you how well the window or door is performing.
So basically, with the U value, as it goes lower, there's less transmittency of heat or cold that's coming through.
Correct. Yep.
Okay. Now, talk about sound real quick. What are you guys doing as far as sound deadening and things?
Yeah, so sound deadening, I think, is something that often gets missed and not talked about very much. And that's something with Trey mentioned, the new innovation of the Lifestyle Series. That's something we're really focusing on, whether that's educating the homeowner or the architect on what's important and how we're addressing that. So we're making something with this new window called, the STC ratings are increasing because we've added a third pane of glass, mm-hmm. and we actually increase the space between the second and third pane to about an inch, which helps us perform a lot better. Yeah. And we also make that out of fiberglass now as opposed to aluminum, which we used to in the past. So continuing to innovate on things that we've patented so that our product performs better.
That's very cool. Gosh, a lot of interesting stuff. As always, Mark, it was great to meet you and have you on the show.
Same to you.
Trey, as always, a lot of fun, man.
Always a pleasure.
Pella Windows and Doors. Check them out at PellaSeattle.com or give them a call at 877-98-PELLA. With that, I'm Pete. This is Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's News and Seattle's Talk.